another sentence related to the Capitol riot. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. More than 7 years in prison for a Tennessee man who dragged a police officer into the violent mob January 6th.
As outnumbered officers battled Trump supporters at the Capitol, Albuquerque head grabbed Michael Fanone and restrained him while rioters beat and shocked the officer with a stun gun before he lost consciousness. Fanone testified at the hearing, asking the judge to show Head the same amount of mercy Head showed him on January 6th, which was none. Head's attorney sought a lower sentence for what he called a series of bad decisions. The judge was unmoved, saying Head was responsible for some of the darkest acts committed on one of the nation's darkest days. Other rioters have also been charged with assaulting Fanone. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan has ruled in favor of Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward, temporarily blocking the House January 6th panel from obtaining her phone records. The committee believes Ward took part in several attempts to interfere in the 2020 election results. Ward's lawyers argued giving the panel her phone records would violate her constitutional rights. President Biden in Syracuse, New York this afternoon, promoting the building of a new semiconductor factory that'll be built by Micron.
As part of a broader story about an economy we're building and one that works for everyone. The positions America put America in a position to win the economic competition of the 21st century.
The new plant is expected to create 9,000 jobs with an average salary of $100,000 a year. Divers have found more human remains at Lake Mead near Las Vegas. The Lake Mead National Recreation Area statement says a National Park Service dive team confirmed a bone found a day earlier was part of a human skeleton. The discovery marked at least the sixth time since early May that remains identified as human have been discovered as the lake shrinks and shoreline recedes due to drought. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The Justice Department is taking steps to protect journalists' records.
Attorney General Merrick Garland formally banning the use of warrants, subpoenas, and court orders to take records from journalists. The changes announced Wednesday also stops the Department of Justice from demanding reporters' notes or testimony to find sources or leaks. The policy comes as an expansion of a 2021 rules change from the DOJ after learning the department under the Trump administration had secretly tried to get email records from The Washington Post, CNN, and the New York Times.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. In a statement, Garland said these regulations recognize the crucial role that a free and independent press plays in our democracy. A new report on climate change contends total emissions are currently going up each year, but slowly, while other factors are forcing a major shift.
Skyrocketing energy costs blamed on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and other economic factors could speed up the switch to cleaner energy, says the International Energy Agency. A new report finds the global demand for fossil fuels, including coal, oil, and natural gas, is set to peak or plateau in the next few decades, adding coal use will fall back within the next few years. Natural gas demand will reach a plateau by the end of the decade, and more electric vehicle sales will mean less oil use in the mid-2030s.
Fox's CJ Papa. Two NASA spacecraft at Mars have recorded the biggest meteor strikes and impact craters yet. Scientists say after last year's hit sent seismic surface waves rippling thousands of miles across Mars, the first ever detected near the surface of another planet. NASA says the impacts carved out craters nearly 500 feet across. The InSight lander measured the seismic shocks, while the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter provided pictures of the resulting craters. The impact observations come as InSight nears the end of its mission because it's losing power. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.